Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out to this show. Once again, welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Hey, as a quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowners Preservation. Hey, if you want to make great returns while making a great impact in people's lives by helping them stay in their homes, refinance, be able to get out from under their homes, whatever it might be, but you also want to make great returns, you know, in the ballpark of possibly double-digit returns per year, check out American Homeowners Preservation. Cool thing is you can invest a minimum of even $100 to be able to create monthly cash flow every single month. So check them out. Their website's www.fundingahp.com. That's funding, AHP as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Hey, I wanted to talk about today something where I always come from experience. And of course, experience is always my number one place to come from because that's where I speak from, you know, most appropriately, right? But let's talk about what really helps others truly create that financial freedom. Like what allows them to do what they're doing? Like what are my clients actually doing right now? And so I wanted to share real life examples of how others are applying this, not just me. You know, because I get people all the time and I'm flattered. I get people all the time that say like, they'll reach out to me. They'll say, "Hey Chris, like I love your show. I've been listening to it. I think I need to hire you. What do you do?" And so I think it's always funny because I'm like, hey, I love that you guys trust me and I appreciate that. But let me talk more about like what I actually have done for people or help them do with me. Because I do co-create with people. I don't actually just force people anything. I'm not someone who just says, here's what you need to do, go do it. Although some people want me to do that. My thing is more like, hey, here's ideas. Here's what I see. How about you? Like, let's see what's best for you. And that's different for everybody because not everybody takes my advice, you know, and I respect that. It frustrates me sometimes, but you know, I'll tell you for the most part, when people take my advice, usually it leads to good things. You know, even if they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel quite in the beginning, it does lead to that way. So let me talk about that a little bit. So I know many people have come to me recently because they'll say, hey, I would love, you know, just help it with money management, right? They'll say, you know, so a lot of times they'll say, I need help with my cash flow, my money management. How do I deal with it? I'm making more money, but where's it all going? And this happens with business owners and surprisingly, even employees alike. I'll get very high income employees that usually make at least $100,000 to $200,000 a year. But they're like, yeah, but you know, I feel like I could do better. And so a lot of it's just about how we manage the money. And so I'll start off by, you know, when I have people work with me as a client, I'll have them fill out a Excel spreadsheet I call a cash flow optimizer. And in this, we look at everything from income and expenses. We look at your assets and liabilities, your loans, everything, right? And a lot of times it's funny because a lot of people I've talked to lately, even if they make good money, yeah, there's little things we could do to free up some cash flow, maybe to the tune of a couple $100 a month max in some cases, at least with employees, it seems like that, or people I've been attracting lately. They're pretty good savers already, so it's not like they're blowing money. If anything, it's more just getting them to look. And I'll tell you, like this worked for me as well as for many of my clients, just creating the awareness, getting people to just look at their money. I've actually watched people free up cash flow that seems like magic, you know, just by tracking their money. That's the biggest thing. The biggest hurdle for me to get people to do is actually just getting them to, you know, track your money, you know, just look at your income and expenses using mint.com or something like that for your personal or you're in business using QuickBooks or both if you have business and obviously have personal finances too, but trying to manage all those things, right? And it's not that hard. I think the biggest obstacle is in your brain. You know, I've had clients like, you know, I had one lady where she felt so busy as a, you know, in her business that she couldn't take time to look at her money. But when we actually got her and her husband to do that, we found $1,500 a month and it didn't have to sacrifice their lifestyle. It wasn't like they had to stop having fun. It wasn't like they couldn't, you know, go out to eat from time to time. It wasn't like that at all. We just got it under control, and it saved her $1,500 a month. That's $18,000 a year. And I'll tell you one guy, I mean, this guy was actually a really good saver. This guy was actually a dentist out in Virginia. And with him, it was amazing because, you know, we did some other strategies with his personal finances, and we didn't find a whole lot on the cash flow side, on his personal side. But he decided to apply it to his practice. He went to look in his business, and when he started to look at where he needed to trim the fat a little bit and be more productive and find out what's a productive expense versus a destructive or consumptive one, we found out that he actually found about $16,000 a month he could free up. $16,000, that's like $200,000 a year. And so it does make a big deal. Sometimes just looking, just creating awareness around your money is all that's needed. Not to mention it creates a lot more confidence. And I've seen a lot of people where they feel more confident to take action on things, and whether it's investing in their business or investing in other passive streams of income or whatever it might be, when they finally get to know where their money is, and a lot of times we discover that together, it's a lot easier to make a strategy and feel confident about it and move forward. And so that's one of the biggest obstacles. So I can see why many people say, hey, I want money management, because it is key. It's not everything, but it's definitely an essential foundation to start with. Next one's taxes. You know, taxes is a huge one. Just this week, I had somebody that I did a call with them, and I'd forgot I'd referred them actually to an accountant a little bit earlier. So this is our first official call to really dig into the numbers. But he already started to meet with one of my accountants early on. And he came back and he said, yeah, I'm actually hiring them. I'm getting ready to move everything over and get it all set. I was like, oh, cool. Well, I know tax is a huge part of your bill, because it was about 40% of his income, because he was bringing home like $600,000, about $800,000 a year from his business, right? And so I was like, oh, cool. Well, what are they going to save you? He says, well, just some of the changes we talked about, just with how we changed the corporate structure and everything else, we'll save about a little over $100,000 a year. And of course, now, which is huge. He's like, and of course, yeah, our business is probably going to at least triple this year. So that's obviously going to triple my income too, at least. So, I need this, because this could be hundreds of thousands of dollars a year eventually, or within the next few years. I was like, dang, that's awesome. And it brought me back memories. And this is not always the case. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I would say that's the tax savings winner of the year for sure. Usually it's like we find, $5,000-$10,000 a year, something like that. You know, sometimes we find more. It just depends. If they're a business owner, like this guy was, where he had a business, but he also wanted to do investing stuff, you know, we found all kinds of things with the tax side of things. For people that are employees, you have to get a little bit more creative to find some tax savings, but there's still some ways. But in any case, with him, I mean, that was huge. And I've had other business owners. I mean, I remember the first time, the very first time I had a chiropractic coach. This is when I really started breaking the chiropractic market back in 2009. A chiropractic coach I worked with, we got him working with one of my accountants. And when he came back and reported back, he was in tears, crying, because he's like, man, I've been overpaying by $50,000 a year on my taxes. I thought I had the awesome accountant. He was even focused towards chiropractors, and man, I was wrong. I was like, well, there you go. You know, and a lot of times it's just simple strategies. I mean, a lot of this stuff is like how you use your corporation and what you can, how you can structure it and how you show your income and things like that, which is awesome. Even if you're an employee right now, looking at having a side business would be a huge benefit to you. And for some people, that side business, if you're looking at the investing route, might be becoming a professional real estate investor. And the way to do that, I mean, obviously one of the big qualifications you have to hit is you have to basically average, you know, over the course of a year, about 15 hours of focus per week towards that, whether it be you or, as I have some clients doing right now, using your spouse. If you have a spouse that's maybe working part-time or is at home or something like that, maybe you could have her employed and make her or him, whoever's at home that way, have them actually become the actual, you know, person that becomes the real estate investor. And now you can actually start getting some bigger tax claims off your income and things like that. So all kinds of fun things you could do, but I'll tell you, like, taxes is the one that, you know, we don't always find stuff, you know, for the most part we do, especially if you're a business owner, we usually will find something. But you know, if you're an employee, we don't always find it, you know, other ways, you know, debt, you know, dealing with people's loans and debts and things like that. You know, sometimes people come to me and they might make great money and they have a lot of debt too. And they're wondering what to do. And sometimes it feels overwhelming. They're not sure how to address it. And so that's one big thing we address. Like, well, let's talk about your debt. You know, and I've shared this experience before, but this was one of the best ones because I love it because one, she worked for a credit union as an accountant and two, it wasn't something we were expecting. But we were actually expecting to find more on like maybe make some money on investments and maybe some tax savings and things like that, which we did. But the thing we didn't expect was, we didn't expect to find money in the ways we could free up cash with, you know, restructuring loans and things like that. So in their case, we restructured their loans, consolidate everything with their mortgage, save them $4,163 a month just from that one move. That's about 50 grand a year. That was tremendously huge. And that, the thing is that allowed freedom. That gave them choice because they realized, hey, one of us could probably quit our job if we wanted to, or our business. You know, we could stop right now. We're actually okay. We don't have to have two sources of income. But they still do because now the cool thing is they could pocket that money, use it. They had life experiences that came up that made them grateful they had it because it, you know, there's some things that cost them some money, but now they have the cash to do it, you know? I remember, one guy, and this got kind of creative, you know, with him, he was this guy was actually a chiropractor as well. You know, in his case, we looked at both his business loans as well as personal. And we realized, hey, if we can restructure a few things, pay down some loans and things like this, we could actually free up almost $40,000 a year. Actually, it was just over $40,000 a year. It was like $3,400 or something like that. And the way to do that, the only money we had access to was his 401k he did through his office. And so we basically cashed in his 401k, even though he's about 40 years old. He still had 20 years to go for his 401k. He ended up cashing it in. He had to cash $120,000 just so he could access $70,000 of it because it went to penalties, taxes, and surrender fees. And so, I mean, he had a good chunk of money withheld, and lo and behold, guess what? We were able to take that $70,000 and free up that $40,000 a year. So even if it was $120,000 total as 401k, to create $40,000 a year was tremendous. I mean, that's like a 33% rate of return on his 401k guaranteed. No mutual fund could ever guarantee that. In fact, even as amazing as the stock market's been, it has not ever done 33% a year. You know, that's just crazy. And so it created a lot of freedom in his life immediately, just like that. So debt is definitely one that's fun for me, for sure. You know, another key one is not losing money. You know, I've had a few clients where the biggest thing I told them is like, you know what, for you, not losing money is actually going to be the number one way for you to actually have more of it. you know, I had one client where he was an amazing man, like very successful in his own right in the dental industry and a great man. You know, he kind of got after me. He's like, hey, I'm not finding all the tax savings you would hope we'd find. And I'm not finding this and this. And, you know, where's my return on investment? You know, this guy, he actually hired me. This is one of the biggest clients I've had where he hired me for about 17 grand. And so he was getting kind of upset. And I said, well, you know what? Yes, you're right. Well, we haven't found all of that within the first couple months now, but I bet you we will. And I said, one place I know I guarantee I'll find it is your investing. Because you know what? You're investing. You kind of suck as an investor. That's the truth. You're a great business person, but you suck at investing. You don't even understand really how to do it. You do all these creative things, but you don't understand what's going on. He's like, you're right. You know, he's like, you're right. I can see that. So, all right, I'll give you a few more months. Show me, you know, by the way, if somebody ever says, show me the money, I'm going to show you the door. I am not going to take you on as a client if you're just going to be constantly challenging me because honestly, I don't like that kind of pressure. I find results one way or the other. If I think I can find your results, I'll tell you. If I can't, I'll tell you, you know. In this case, this was somebody else that actually got him hired for me. Somebody else that brought him to me and says, hey, will you work with him? And I took him on. Luckily, it turned out great, as you'll find out. You know, I'll tell you, if somebody ever comes to me like, hey, I hope you show me how to get this return on investment. No, I'm not going to. Even if I can, I don't care because it takes me off whenever somebody comes with that attitude because usually they end up just sitting back and doing nothing. You know, they just wait for me to give them something. So anyways, I kind of helped him out. Said, here's, let's secure what you did. Only $250,000 of what he had, he kept with a friend that was in Canada that was a financial advisor. Here's what happened. Flash forward 1 year later, he calls me up. He says, Chris, guess what? I don't know how you did it, but even though I only bring home about $120,000, $130,000 a year, guess what? My net worth went up $100,000. And I was like, yeah, because you didn't lose money. That's the key. You know, you've seen your net worth go up every year, but when you don't lose money, it's amazing how fast it can go. Especially when things are growing and you don't lose money. So you get both a growth and not losing money. It's huge. So, that was big for him. Funny enough, flash forward 2 years later, he took me out to dinner. He came to Salt Lake City, said, hey, let's go to dinner. And he told me, he's like, hey, you know what? It's been awesome. You know, the things you taught me really helped. Here's what's funny. That $250,000 that I kept with my friend, he embezzled it. He ran off with it, went out of the country with my money. I was like, crap, that sucks. You know, sorry for you. He's like, no, it's okay. I'm set. Like, you got me set in so many other ways. Yeah, that hurts, but it's not the end of the world. So thank you so much. So I'm telling you, not losing money is key. I had another client where he got a huge amount of money from selling his business. And I told him, listen, do not do anything until you talk to me about how to invest, like the things you need to look for, because investment opportunities will pop up when you have this money. And he was worried. He's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do with this money. I don't want to burn a hole in my pocket. I'm like, settle down. We can do that. It's better to have a couple months to do this than to lose all your money. So he ended up not contacting me for 6 months. I kept reaching out to him, never got back to me. Finally, 6 months later, he's like, Chris, other than the house I bought in cash and a farm, I'm out of money. He's like, I lost it all to different people. I'm like, how'd you even find these different investments? Some of them were like crazy places and stuff. And just because he had a kind of a big heart for some people, you know, he ended up saying, hey, I believe in you, and put money in and lost it. So I'm telling you, keeping money could be, you know, losing money can be sometimes people's number one money leak that they have in their life. And then this last one, this one's kind of dealing with investing as well, which is regarding passive income. Now, this has become one of my recent favorites because, you know, the thing I love is whether you're in business or you're an employee, the thing that actually creates a lot of freedom is knowing that you have that cash flow. And we can find it from the different things like expenses. Like a lot of these things dealt with manage your money, debt, taxes, you know, not losing money in investing and things like that. It's regarding the loss of money. But how about the gain of money? And I'll tell you, the number one money leak for some people is the money you never see in the first place. It's the opportunity cost. And this one's fun because, you know, even if you're a business, sometimes there's ways to create residual streams of income within your business if you have the right systems in place. Yes, it requires work up front, just like anything does if it's a real investment. But, you know, it can really produce great rewards for you. And I've had people too where where we've looked at other outside streams of income, you know, like passive streams outside of their business or outside of their main job, you know, and there's great ways to do that. And so, you know, for example, recently I just had a client where he got a good chunk of cash to put up front. And with that amazing chunk of cash, we found out his goal is to try to get to $20,000 a month passive income, which is a pretty ambitious goal for people. But, you know, what happened is that, you know, because he had that chunk of cash up front and he had cash flow to go with it, he could probably retire within 2 to 3 years pretty comfortably. And the reality is that he actually in his business, you know, within his practice, he could probably become a partner, still get some streams of income without having to work hard in it, and actually retire easily within 1 to 2 years if he wanted to. Or he can just keep working. And that's one of my favorite things about creating this kind of situation with cash flow and passive income is that I love it when people choose to work because they love it, not because they need the money, that they do what they want. You know, just last week I had a client who got laid off, you know, which kind of freaked both of us out. I was like, oh my gosh, like we were heading, we had a pretty good aggressive plan going. We had the game plan start to be laid out, and all of a sudden the game plan had to change. And fortunately, and we started to look at the numbers and started to look at everything, we found out, hey, you're actually okay. You know, we've actually got stuff in place. You've got a few $1,000s a month of passive income. We got some other properties you're in the middle of process doing, but luckily we could transfer it to her husband, and that can still get them some passive income and work on some other things. And the cool thing is her 401k is free now. So that's like $100,000 she can use there. And so the cool thing is it didn't really throw off the plan that much. And if she gets a job, hey, even better, you know, if she gets rehired, but now she has a choice of, hey, maybe we start working from home more. Maybe we work a little less full time than what you were working, you know, and you know, because really we find out with the cash flow, she only needed an extra few $1,000s a month. She didn't need to make the full amount of income she was making. But if she could make that income, that would be sweet too. And so passive income's fun, you know. Yeah, I'll tell you, like one of the funnest things I've had is you know, I had somebody who, I mean, this guy, he wanted to look at the numbers of everything. And just recently, he only had about $75,000, but he had the extra cash flow. And the thing is, that's what we put the focus on is, even if you start with $75,000, you can do something. But he wanted to try to retire fast, you know. The good news is if we have a lot of income, like cash flow, which is why we look at the other things too, right? If we have a lot of cash flow, that can accelerate his progress. You know, it's funny because with $75,000, usually you think, oh, you shouldn't be able to beat anybody who has at least $250,000 or $300,000. True, in many cases, if all things are equal. But, you know, what we found is that, no, he could actually do it because he's got the cash flow. I mean, we started to do some things and find some areas, and we're like, hey, we can even have you put away $100,000 a year if you stay disciplined, if you keep managing your money, you know, on top of that $75,000. And the cool thing is he could probably retire in about 5 years. He can probably get to that $10,000 a month or so passive income by that point. And that's not including anything else he might do creating income streams, whether it be business streams or whatever it might be. That's just creating passive income. You know, and so that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, no matter where you are, the thing is, if we create cash flow now, you know, we really focus on that. And it might mean you got to work your tail off a little bit. You know, it might mean you sacrifice a little bit now without sacrificing your family, without sacrificing your life, but at least sacrificing some mental energy and focus and try to create, not just sit back and be lazy, but really create with this. It's amazing how quickly you can create a life of freedom. And the thing is that that's like going to the end goal result, right? But I'm telling you that life of freedom, you know, that you can really have, that journey along the way, there's amazing power in that journey. There's amazing excitement that can happen. I think people get excited so much when they go to Dave Ramsey and get his stuff and they do his, you know, his whole plan, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to have my debt paid off in 15 years. And they're so excited about it. Only to have zero in savings by that point. But they're so excited about being debt free in 15 years to save maybe a couple grand a month. No, man, it could be thousands and thousands a month in such a few short years if you do it right. Now, not everybody's going to do that. Not everybody's going to have it exactly that way. Everybody comes with a different set of situations. You know, I've come up from a place where I started with nothing twice. You know, I was broke when I was a financial advisor. I had almost nothing and I was able to retire because I created residual streams of income through my business. You know, I did it again with my business and with other investments too, just this last year. And now I've kind of become more active almost out of retirement. Although I know that trying to get these podcasts out even once a week sometimes seems to be a struggle because I'm trying to, you know, enjoy my life and work too. But I'll tell you, like, you know, I love my life. You know, like, I love what I've been able to create. It took sacrifice. It took work. It took focus, even for myself. Even to retire the second time, it took a lot more because I had to dig out of a huge debt hole. Most people don't have the kind of debt hole I had. You know, but I had to do that to create those streams of income to make it work. And the thing is, you can too. There's nothing that's more special about me than it is about you. And so the question is, like, really, like, you know, who can really see the biggest results in this? It really does come down to you. And this is why we address mindset so much on the show. And I address mindset even when I do my events and even with my clients a lot of times. And there's shows that sometimes that's all we talk about. And you'll wonder where the strategy is. Well, I'm telling you, that is the strategy. You know, mindset's a key piece. But it's that 1-2 punch. There's mindset and then there's strategy. If you can get both those things working hand in hand, all these results accelerate faster. I've told you about a lot of the strategies, but I'll tell you that the big X factor with some of my clients where they get better results than other ones is because of that, how they address that mindset. Now, who are the people that I best serve? You know, like, I'll tell you, the people, there's I can serve anyone. That's the truth. But I can't serve everyone. So who are the best people? Who are the ones that get the biggest result? Well, you probably heard a few of them already, but obviously business owners can be great. I've noticed the business owners that I most enjoy working with are actually the ones that they've done really well in their business. They've made good money, but they're first off wondering if they could be better with it. They could manage it better because they've done a decent job creating a lifestyle, but they figure, hey, there could be more than this. It's kind of like the client I had in North Dakota where, I mean, he was working his butt off for just trying to bring home $60,000 a year, just $60,000. But when we realized, like, when we started to look at everything, what was going on, just to get him to slow down and look at what his money situation was, we found an extra $6,000 a month. I mean, that brought his life back. In fact, his wife was bawling, saying, oh my gosh, you can't believe what this is, because he's actually giving himself permission to not work. You know, he's staying with us kids. In fact, she's like, he took that first $6,000 we freed up and bought a four-wheeler, which, by the way, almost every financial person would say, that's horrible. She's like, no, that was amazing. Because now he spends time with the family. Like, now we're enjoying our weekends. He's so much more relaxed when he comes home. Our lives are so much different. And see, that to me is the most rewarding. Is when I get people like that, that feel like they need their life back. Maybe they're overworked, but highly paid. Those people, whether you're an employee or a business owner, that's key. I'll tell you, if you're a network marketer, if you're a leader in network marketing, making at least six figures, oh my gosh, there's a whole world that can open up to you that can get you to the point where you don't have to rely on your income. You don't have to rely on keep making that money. And yeah, you might make great streams of income because of your team, but I'm telling you, you cannot just rely on that income. And I had an episode about that too, because that's key. So many people will lose that stream of income and they're hustling, trying to get back to the next company that they can join. Even if you think your company will be around forever, you just never know. You may not be around forever. So that's absolutely essential. So if you're a business owner that's making great money, or a network marketer that's making great money, or an employee that's making at least six figures, and you're looking for other ways to do it, because the most rewarding thing for me is when this is like a new world for you, like, hey, I want to create passive income, or what's this? What can I do with taxes and things like that? That's fun for me. When you create that discovery process, that's where it becomes more rewarding. Yeah, I can help strategize people that are more experienced and that make great money and they've already done investing, and I have a lot of those clients. But it's more just, I'm more of a strategist and somebody to bounce ideas off of, right? But I really enjoy when people are, it's kind of like new. It's like their first time experiencing this stuff. That's fun for me. So anyways, I hope that you got some value from this, because maybe some of these stories will be able to apply to your situation and you'd be able to apply it yourself. So thing is, the sky's the limit. There's so much potential. There's so much you can do. So anyways, go and make it a great prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.